Proclamation number 8638 of 7th of October, 1963. Meaning and protection of divine revelations. Even the deepest problems can be solved for you if you only submit them to me myself. I myself am light, and again the light will shine through the darkness. But since you are creatures with free will, you must declare yourselves willing to receive the light, because against your will I do not send it to you. But then there is nothing about which you cannot receive enlightenment. And so I also want to tell you that nothing happens haphazardly from me, that I always pursue a certain purpose, whatever may happen. You yourselves often cannot fathom what causes me to my work, because you lack the overview, and that is why questioning thoughts move you, which only I alone can answer for you. Once men on earth are completely wrongly guided in their thinking, when the whole complex of thoughts has become one single error, when no more understanding is to be found for the rule and work of a God and Creator, then the whole earth is an area, which is completely shrouded in darkness. And then also no man finds his way anymore in this darkness, and the whole earth walk of a man has as it were become purposeless. I alone now know what it means when a complete standstill has occurred in the healing or return process of all spiritual, which is bound on earth and in the earth creations. Therefore a change must now be created. Everything created by me must again be supplied to its right purpose, and that means that the legal order must be restored, which alone secures the continuation of the ascent development. To this belongs first that mankind is enlightened about the error in which it moves. Because I myself must take care of mankind walking in darkness by me letting a light shine into it, which is to make men happy. The light of truth has to shine down to earth. Every error has to be corrected. The goings on of my opponent have to be pointed out as well as his mention has to be made. Who can lead man out of every spiritual trouble? Jesus Christ, the Divine Redeemer. Everything must be done to fight against error and to displace it through pure truth. In short, everything negative must be overruled through positive activity and thereby the possibility created for the human being to become free from the adversary's control and thus to successfully end his course of development. This intention underlies my unusual work of supplying you humans with a light from above. And I can also give you the assurance that this light will assert itself, that its ray is so bright that it penetrates the darkness, especially then when the time until the end is only still short. What once has reached earth as direct emanation of my divine light of love will also enjoy my unusual protection. It is a spiritual asset which is indestructible insofar as that even the material form of it will be protected by spiritual forces when earthly destruction has become unavoidable. Which, however, only ever applies to spiritual assets received directly from me. For just as the supply from above is a purely spiritual process, just as my divine power is expressed in this supply, so too will divine power express itself when it is necessary to protect the spiritual results, the evidence of my divine working. Therefore do not worry about it. I know it that and when spiritual material is needed, which took its start directly from me. I also know what is still to come for all of you men. But I can protect every single one of you when I see a blessing for fellow men out of it. In the chaos, which you men face, unusual individual fates will not touch you particularly, therefore also mean no compulsion of faith, and therefore I can also accomplish miracles, which you do not think possible. But your whole earthly life is only the result of spiritual processes. Your world is an illusory world, but the spiritual kingdom is the only real world, and what is inconceivable to you men on earth is simply a matter of course in the spiritual world, and the light beings are full of power and therefore can accomplish everything, because then they always just carry out my will. And thus they also protectively place themselves behind the spiritual knowledge which originated from me, and they will know how to guide it to where it is needed again, so that people will be taught by God himself and therefore also be in possession of the truth when the darkness has been taken from earth, when people walk in bright light of realization and can also hear or read my direct address at any time, which will always and forever remain the same. Amen.